a log fort on the other side of Mollusk Island. They pretty much stayed away from the side where the boys lived, because the boys lived in a thatch hut near the mollusk village. The mollusks protected the boys from Hook, who did not like people in general and especially did not like the lost boys.
"I know," said James, "but Peter could be gone for weeks. I don't want to spend weeks sitting here, do you?"
The other boys shook their heads.
"Besides," James continued, "there are lots of places we can explore that are nowhere near the pirate fort. Isn't that right, Shining Pearl?"
"Yes," she said.
"Like that hill above your village," said Thomas. "What's up there?"
Instead of answering him, Shining Pearl exchanged a look with Little Scallop.
"Why are you looking at each other that way?" asked James. "What's up that hill?"
"Goat Meadow," answered Shining Pearl.
"Are there really goats up there?"
asked Prentice.
"Oh, yes," said Shining Pearl. She hesitated. "And something else."
"Like what?"
said James. Shining Pearl pursed her lips, clearly reluctant to answer.
"A cave,"
said Little Scallop. This drew an anxious look from her older sister. James's face lit up.
"A cave," he said. "Let's go."
Shining Pearl looked worried.
"I don't think we should," she said.
"Why not?" asked James. "It'll be an adventure."
He was already thinking about how he'd tell Peter all about it when Peter came back from London.
"We're not supposed to go near the cave," said Shining Pearl.
"Why not?"
said James. Another look passed between the two girls. Then Shining Pearl spoke.
"It's dangerous," she said.
"What's dangerous about it?" said James.
"You'll make fun of me if I tell you," said Shining Pearl.
She liked James, but he did tend to tease her.
"I promise I won't,"
James said.
"Yes, you will," she said.
"Well, can we at least go look at the cave?" said James. "From the outside, what harm can that do?"
"We're not supposed to go near it," said Little Scallop.
"All right then," said James. "If you two want to stay down here, fine. But I want to have a look at that cave. Who's with me?"
Prentice and Thomas nodded, followed reluctantly by Tubby Ted.
"We're off then,"
said James, starting up the path that led away from the lagoon.
"Wait,"
said Shining Pearl. James turned and looked at her.
"What?"
he said. Shining Pearl sighed.
"All right," she said. "I'll take you up there."
"We shouldn't,"
objected Little Scallop.
"I know we shouldn't,"
snapped Shining Pearl.
"You're the one who got us into this," she reminded her. "But now we have to go. There's no telling what trouble they'll get themselves into on their own."
She turned to James.
"If I show you where the cave is, will you promise to do as I say?"
"Of course," said James, grinning. "Don't I always?"
"No,"
answered Shining Pearl.
"Well, this time I will," said James, still grinning.
"You'd better," said Shining Pearl. "Follow me."
She strode past James and started up the path, muttering to herself.
"This is a bad idea," she said. "A very bad idea."
Chapter 2. The Goat Taker.
"We're here,"
shouted Shining Pearl as she finally reached the top of the hill.
"Goat Meadow."
One by one, the other five stumbled out of the thick jungle that covered the hillside and into a large clearing, blanketed with shin-high grass. Tubby Ted was the last to arrive, staggering over the crest of the hill and immediately sprawling on the ground, pressing his beet-red face into the soft grass.
"I'm never going to walk anywhere again," he declared.
"Really?"
said James.
"Really?"
said Ted.
"Then you're going to get eaten by a goat,"
said James.
"What? Hey!"
said Ted, looking up, then leaping to his feet.
"Get away!"
Ted was addressing a nanny goat that appeared to be quite interested in his pants. The others laughed as Ted shooed the goat away. The goat had a kind of bell around her neck, made from a coconut shell. It clattered when she moved. She stopped several feet from Ted, eyeing him curiously.
"You can't blame her for wanting to taste your trousers."